Cape Talk.
Food.
Now, many of us can relate to the feeling of coming home from work, but you're too tired to cook, or you're just uninspired. And your fridge might be full of ingredients, but you just lack the energy or the creativity to put together a meal. Now, most of us would resort to ordering takeout, and that's that. And sometimes that can get quite unhealthy. But what if there was a better way? Just as that last-minute sushi craving is spontaneous, so instantaneous is this new eating out app known as FeastFox. It's the first of its kind in SA, and it's already making waves. So we speak to one of the founders, Stuart Merlis, next. Hello, Stuart. Welcome to Cape Talk. How are you this day?
Hi, buddy. Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah. Tell us about this exciting app.
Great. Yeah. So we built FeastFox basically for the way that Capetonians like to eat out. I find as a people, we don't like to make plans. Basically, with FeastFox, you're in that moment where you decide to eat out. It shows you what's around you, who's got available tables, mm-hmm. who's got a special running right at that moment, and you tap a button or two, and you've got a table waiting for you.
That's incredible, because most of the time, even if you book a table, you have to wait for a while to hear if there is something available if you're doing it online. But FeastFox is instantaneous, right?
Yeah, so it's instantaneous. So, it's basically on-demand tables.
So how does it work in terms of the relationship between your app and the restaurants?
So the restaurants are basically one of our customers. Mm-hmm. We've got about just under 90 restaurants signed up so far. And they basically are showing their availability. They've got a side of the platform on their side, and they're showing availability so that they'll say, oh, we've got a table for two, or a table for four, or a table for six available. And possibly at some stages, we've got this great special that we want to run for the next hour. And that will show up on the consumer's side. So you'll be looking either at a map or at a list, and it'll show you great top Cape Town restaurants that have got a table available if you want it right now.
Yeah, and why was it beneficial to launch in Cape Town first?
So I think there were quite a few reasons. One of the reasons is that we've got a great sort of foodie scene in Cape Town. We've got incredible restaurants, and we've got quite a strong concentration of restaurants, especially in the central Cape Town district. And we've also got a consumer base that are open to new technology, like eating out, generally do things spontaneously and don't make plans long ahead of time. So we felt it was a great place to launch the app. Also, we think Cape Town's quite a good sort of representation for other more developed markets in the world. So hopefully, if it works in Cape Town, it should be a good indicator that it would work elsewhere.
Yeah. And one of the greatest pieces of advice I've heard from somebody who was giving advice on entrepreneurship the other day, they said, find an industry you love and identify a problem and find a solution, and let that be what's at the core of your business. And you actually developed this app because you often forget to make bookings yourself.
Yeah, so I found, I'd had a bit of experience on the restaurant side. So I used to own two Vida cafes. I sort of knew how things worked on the restaurant side. And I also knew how I like to eat out, that often I'd get home after a long day at work. I hadn't made a plan. It wasn't a big event that I was planning to go out, but I just felt like I didn't feel like cooking. I didn't feel like getting takeout. I felt like going out. And there wasn't really a way of saying, okay, let's see who's around me, who's got availability right now, and hitting a button and knowing that the table's waiting.
Wow, absolutely. I think it's an amazing idea. And besides just the last minute booking, how else can it benefit users, and what are some of the other features on the app?
So one of the main things is that there are these really amazing specials, or what we're calling treats. Often they are only available in the app. So you're getting access to these amazing treats, and you don't pay anything. So our model for the customer or the consumer is that it's completely free to download, completely free to use, but you're getting, one, this convenience of being able to make bookings with the tap of a button, and as well, you're getting access to these really incredible specials and not paying anything for that.
Wow. That's very exciting. And all the launching areas are CBD, V&A, Waterfront, Devatakan, Greenpoint, Seapoint, Gardens, Vredehoek, and Tambo's Kloof. Am I correct?
Yeah, so that's where we are at the moment. We've just got one restaurant that's gone live in Camps Bay, and we've got a few more in the pipeline. And then we've got a few that are coming on in the next week or two in Woodstock. And then the plan is from there to move out towards the southern suburbs.
Oh, lovely. I'm really looking forward to checking out the app, Stuart. Thank you so much for joining us today. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay.